Hi there. The word for you today is made perfect through suffering. In Matthew 26:39, we read, "If it is possible, let this cup be taken away from me." Sometimes in Christian circles, when somebody's suffering, we blame it on hidden sin. That way, we think it can't happen to us because we're not guilty of that particular sin, right? How short-sighted. Given the fact that Jesus, the sinless Son of God, exemplified suffering. In Gethsemane, he didn't stand up with false bravado and say, "Bring it on." No. Here's what the Bible says. He bowed his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away. Yet, your will be done, not mine." Jesus took pain and showed us how to glorify God in it. One Christian author observed, and I quote, "God never promised that tornadoes would skip our houses on the way to our pagan neighbors, and microbes would flee from Christian bodies. We're not exempt from the tragedies of this world, just as God incarnate in Christ wasn't exempt. In fact, Peter earned the strongest rebuke when he protested against the need for Jesus to go to the cross and suffer. Remember what Jesus said? "Get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for me will find it." Those are the words of Jesus from Matthew 6, verse 23. Look, God took the worst thing that could happen, the execution of his innocent son, and turned it into the final victory over death. He turned the design of the evil one into the service of good. It's by his wounds that we are healed, and by his weakness that we are made strong.